and the Democrats ever did something good, I would support it, which they never do. I mean, that's a no-brainer. The new political thing is just, oh, if I don't get what I want, I just take my ball and go home and all this weird BS. What are you talking about? We are able to get Trump back on track, at least in the past. And he pulled off ground troops and, you know, nuking Iran because we criticized him. But now he's back to that. We got to continue to put pressure on him. Whether you support him or not, public pressure has an effect. Anybody telling you not to be active, not to speak out, is either really stupid or is a globalist operative trying to get you to give up. But let's go back to this, because I haven't hit Operation Northwoods. I mentioned it, but this is a big deal, okay? I mean, this is a major red flag. This is a danger. Gosh, I'm 52. I realize how young most people are. But when I was a little kid, they would do reruns of stuff from the 60s, and they had Lost in Space. And they would go to different planets and stuff with the family. And the robot, you know, could scan out miles away when stuff was about to attack. He'd say, danger, danger. There's an alien approaching from the southwest. Danger, danger, danger. Robbie the robot. And that's basically what I'm doing here. You can make your own decisions about this. But if I was Robbie the robot, I would have smoke coming out my ears over this Northwoods situation, this Cuba situation. So we'll get to that in a moment. But so we're told Iran just launched a major drone attack and set a nuclear power plant on fire in the United Arab Emirates. Okay, so we're told that. And we'll do an overhead shot right here. And then what does the UAE say? UAE said the drones came from a western border west of them that could be Saudi, Yemen, or Iraq. What is notable, the UAE did not immediately attribute the attack to Iran breaking from its usual pattern. Three possibles on the table. Houthi drones from Yemen transiting Saudi airspace. Iranian-linked assets operating from Iraq. Something more complicated that nobody is saying out loud yet, Israel. That's Mariana Fall. Very dialed in guy. Here is the UAE's official press release. A drone has struck an electrical generator outside the Bakan nuclear power plant, the UAE's Al Dhafran region, noting that the drones came from the western border direction. Meanwhile, late night blast fireball of the main Israel missile base blown up. Iran has taken credit for that. But notice the press isn't reporting on it. And we'll have the strait continually completely shut down. UAE nuclear plant attacked as fire breaks out and Iran accused of unacceptable strike. Iran says they didn't do it. Who knows? But then we got this, and this is the big enchilada. False flag alert. AlexJonesLive.com, our new news site. Share that link, folks. Tell those you share it to share it. Tell them to share it. Chain reaction. False flag alert. U.S. intelligence claims Cuba considering drone strikes on key West Florida American military vessels in Guantanamo Bay amid Trump admin push for regime change. Now, the Joint Chiefs of Staff in 61 before President Eisenhower left office with his famous farewell address saying, beware the military-industrial complex and the technocrats that control it. That was his full speech. So there's mad scientists that run the military. Watch out. Because LLMs are the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, whose main attaché and aide was Donald Rumsfeld, who hired Dick Cheney. Interesting. So they copied that on 9/11. It's declassified. It was declassified in 2000. Said, we want to stage attacks on shopping malls in the U.S., sporting events, you name it, military bases, and say Cuba did it as a pretext to invade Cuba, then have full war with the Soviet Union. And so now, 6 days ago, the Cubans meet with the head of the CIA, Ratcliffe, and they're talking about removing Raul Castro, but keeping communists there, but they work with us just like we did in Venezuela. We get rid of Maduro, but let the vice president communist in charge. That's not good regime change, but whatever. And then now, with all these overflights and all this intelligence and all these troops building up around Cuba, we have the reports that Cuba, with no evidence, is planning to launch drone attacks in the U.S. and in against Guantanamo Bay that we have a lease on forever in Cuba. Does anybody buy into this? U.S. eyes attack drones threat from Cuba, Axios, which is the CIA publication. It's all in there. Here's Operation Northwoods. Just to look it up. It's declassified. Staging terror attacks in America to blame Cuba as a pretext for invasion. Here's the actual Operation Northwoods document. If you want to go read it, this is no secret. That's reality. The U.S. military wanted to provoke war with Cuba. ABC News, April 30th, 2001, right before 9/11. The NSA thought it was important to declassify this then. In the early 1960s, America's top military leaders reportedly drafted plans to kill innocent people and commit acts of terrorism in the U.S. cities to create public support for a war against Cuba and the Soviet Union. Codenamed Operation Northwoods, the plan reportedly included the possible assassination of Cuban immigrants, sinking boats off Cuba refugees on the high seas, hijacking planes, blowing up U.S. ships, and even orchestrating violent terrorism in the U.S. The plans were developed as ways to trick the American public and the international community into supporting a war to oust Cuba's then new leader, communist Fidel Castro. America's top military brass even contemplated causing U.S. military casualties, writing, "We could blow up a U.S. ship in Guantanamo Bay and blame Cuba, like the Maine in 1898, and casualty lists in U.S. newspapers would cause a helpful wave of national indignation." And now we're told Cuba is about to attack us, just like Operation Northwoods. Would I like the Cuban regime to go away? Absolutely. Do I want to stage terror attacks inside America as the pretext of that? And this time we won't blame Russia, because they're basically out of Cuba. We're going to blame China. And then we're off the races, the Strait of Malacca's closed, and Singapore, even more important than Strait of Hormuz, and there we are. World War III. It's already here. The globalists want it as a cover for political control. Israel launched the attack February 28th to drag us in on March 1st, and here we are. And Cuba, that can't even keep its power on or have toilet paper, basic medicine, is going to attack the United States, which, imagine you're Cuba trying to negotiate, and you're going to attack the United States. That's the last thing you do. This is unbelievably insane. That is where we are. And you have, look at this headline. USA is isolated on world stage. Trump failed to pressure countries to support blockade of Cuba. It's all falling apart right now. And when one military operation doesn't work, Trump moves on to the next. And boy, he was going to end the Russia war. Now the biggest attack ever on Russia. It gets worse and worse by the minute. We're going to cover domestic issues with the left's up to pride parades with almost no attendance, cities canceling them, the transgender movement cratering, big successes Trump's happening. I call balls and strikes. We got to remember the left and what they're up to. Coming up in the second hour tonight, AI data centers, all the latest. You want the analysis that they don't want you to have? You're going to get it here. Share live feeds, Real Alex Jones on X, and Rumble. Rumble.com/The Alex Jones Show Live. That is the new coordinates to share and to find the show. And AlexJonesLive.com. Now, we aren't funded by foreign governments. We're funded by you. And I sell you great products that really work, so you love them. Our methylene blue is the best. Our methylene red's proprietary. Our bovine colostrum is the best. Our Irish sea moss is the best. Our Shilajit is the best. We have the widest selection of Patriot apparel. It's all at thealexjonesstore.com. So methylene red capsules are in. Clean daily energy, mental clarity, brain function, focus performance, cellular energy. For people that want to wake up sharper, think clear, and stay locked in throughout the day without relying on fake stimulant garbage. No crash, no junk, no watered down formula. Just clean daily support for people who want to stay sharp, focused, and keep moving. Up to 50% off right now at thealexjonesstore.com. And a buy one, get one free that ends the next 24 hours. The very best clean atomic iodine, not radioactive. It's on the periodic table. Pure iodine goes right into your cells. All the other iodine is bound. Everybody says they have nascent iodine. They don't. We do. Get one bottle of T3, get a bottle of T3 free. Get a bottle of Ultimate Life Force, Spike Protein, Cardiovascular Boost. Buy one, get one free, or mix and match. Get one Ultimate Life Force and one T3 free. Or, you know, so it's all there, thealexjonesstore.com. And I want to thank you all for your past support and implore you that I'll never give up, I'll never back down, but I can only do this because of you, and I am the modern Paul Revere, so are you, firing the bat signal, asking for your aid and comfort now while you get Ray Products at the same time of 360 win. The only way you fail is not spreading the word, sharing your articles and videos, praying for the broadcast, and buying the products at thealexjonesstore.com. And it's not a commitment at all. $30 a month, instantly $40 to spend on the store each month, special offers, being a VIP, cancel anytime for free, become a VIP, get the best deals on everything. If you're buying anything at thealexjonesstore.com, you should be a VIP. Become a VIP now. Take action. Get off the bench. Get up at the plate. At thealexjonesstore.com, become a VIP. Our number two straight ahead. Stay with us. Share those live feeds now. Rumble.com/Alex Jones Show Live.
Draft politicians for World War III, like Lindsey Graham and Ben Shapiro. Let's send them to the front lines. You can get this shirt and other incredible designs at thealexjonesstore.com, which also funds the new network, the Alex Jones Network, where you'll find my live feeds, the other great shows, special reports, investigative reports, and more at the new coordinates of liberty, alexjoneslive.com. And share that URL as well. You are the modern Paul Revere's. And then, of course, download on Android and Apple the free apps so you can watch the show and more and share it at alexjonesapp.com. Now, I'll see you on the front lines of the info war.
Days, weeks, and even years ahead of the news cycle, alexjoneslive.com is tomorrow's news today.